Chuck Paddock has someone new on the line. Chuck?
Okay. Dave Reeves is on the phone with us from the Weather Service. He says they have picked up some new storm activity. Dave, what can you tell us about it?
We have on our radar a very intense echo. It's about 12 to 13 miles north of Stanford Field, which puts it around Hamburg, Indiana. That may be on the Clark County-Floyd County line. It would be moving toward the east-northeast at about 40 to 50 miles an hour. And I would say people in the Indiana counties of Scott and Jefferson should be on the alert. And the people on the Kentucky side of the river in Oldham and Trimble County and Carroll County should be on the alert for the next hour.
Are you terming this a severe storm or a tornado?
We haven't had any reports of from over there. I'm just saying that it is strong enough on our radar that certainly is a severe thunderstorm, and it may produce a tornado.
Okay, now the activity, which is now moving into eastern Kentucky, have you got any word on its intensity at this time?
No. We've hear from the state police, and they say that people are reporting touchdowns and they see funnels, but we haven't had any damage reports or anything like that.
Okay, good. All right, thank you very much, Dave.
All righty.
That's Dave Reeves from the Weather Service. Byron?
All right, thank you, Chuck, and thank you, David. It was right interesting at the outset of this dilemma this afternoon that you were on the phone, Chuck, with John Burke at the Weather Service, and Dave Reeves was standing by there at the Weather Service office, and you were discussing the situation. Suddenly, John Burke looked up, and Chuck said he could hear a roar over the phone, and John Burke said, "Oh, my gosh, here it comes. Here comes a tornado." And he dropped the phone and sought cover. Okay. And it all happened very quickly. I'm sure you remember, if you listen to WHAS, the story out of Campbellsburg, Kentucky the other day, in which the fire chief said it all happened in about 20 seconds. It's hard to believe, but it couldn't have taken much longer than that for the whole thing to pass through a given section of Louisville or Jefferson County this afternoon. Jim West is out somewhere in southern Indiana, I would assume. Now, I'm guessing that if he is, he might be monitoring us. And Jim, they tell us that there's a strong storm cell over in that area, and that there could be some more storm activity in southern Indiana. What is the situation? Is there anything new from where you are? Jim West apparently has made his way back in, but if he has, then Jim will be here shortly with some information from southern Indiana. Jim told us that the damage was severe up in the Palmyra, Borden, Indiana area today. There was apparently a roof lifted off of the Morgan Township Elementary School, but thanks to quick work by teachers and school officials, no children were hurt up there. However, it was a serious situation in Indiana as well as Kentucky. 11 known dead in Indiana, and I'm sure that we're going to get some more reports out of Indiana and Kentucky as to the extent of injuries. Again, and let me find the note that was handed me. You National Guardsmen who are supposed to meet at the armory in Louisville, if you cannot get there, and apparently the roads are in such a shape that some of you can't, you are to meet at U.S. 42 and Pennington Lane. And again, we'll mention for all the state troopers and Jefferson County policemen that you are to call either the district substation, if you're a county policeman, with a 24-hour patrol car. And for you state troopers who live in the Kentuckiana area, get in touch with the Elizabethtown Post of the state police. Civil Defense Headquarters quotes Jefferson County Judge Todd Hollenbach as requesting all persons who are stranded in traffic following the storm to please pull their cars off to the side of the road if at all possible. And that's so emergency equipment and Works Department personnel can get through to reach the severely damaged areas. Chuck Paddock, do you have something new?
What I have, Byron, is Fred Welch is on the line for me from Frankfort. And, Fred, I understand that you saw the storm when it passed through the Frankfort area, and perhaps you can fill us in on what you saw there.
Well, I'll tell you, the way I saw it, of course, I saw it on the radar on television, and so I went up in the second story, and there's a door opens up, and so I'm looking out the door and spotting it, and as soon as I spotted over to the, I believe it's to the southwest a bit, I saw the turbulence and I saw it snaking around there, and it passed I'd judge around the interstate on the Kentucky River and came right along there and clipped, came through, let's say, southeast Frankfort in the vicinity of the interstate intersection with U.S. 60, more or less between 421 and 60. What's the locality is known as Jet.
Was there much damage in that area, Fred?
No, sir, that's where the Ramada Inn is, and the industrial park at half demolished the Taylor Tot factory. All telephone poles are down, trees are uprooted. There's a church, a Christian church out there. The roof is off. Of course, we couldn't go very far because of the traffic was tied up with the telephone poles and the trees and everything. But the way it looks, it took everything between, well, let's say, between U.S. 421, which is a road to Lexington, and the interstate intersection.
Okay, thank you very much, Fred Welch.
3 miles.
Thank you, Fred, for calling from Frankfort.
Okay.
Here's Glenn Baston.
Right on.
Chuck, I hate to interrupt you, but we have been requested to ask all firemen and policemen in the Frankfort area to report to work. The Civil Defense Headquarters in Frankfort tells us that they need ambulances in the Frankfort area badly. This is all firemen and policemen in the Frankfort area. Please report to work. They also need ambulances badly, we are told by Civil Defense Headquarters in Frankfort. Now, we were told by the acting mayor, Alderman Gentry, just a few minutes ago on another line that they are having a considerable amount of trouble with people attempting to sightsee. Please do not go out onto the streets of Louisville. They need all of the room that they can to move these emergency vehicles around and to get in and out. But I've got the live microphone. Bud Harbsmeyer just walked in again.
We've been requested by police in West Point, Kentucky, to ask sightseers to stay off the roads leading to Brandenburg, Kentucky. Brandenburg, Kentucky was hit by a tornado also, apparently quite a bit of damage there. Kentucky Road 1638 has been closed to all but emergency equipment. And once again, the police at West Point are turning back all sightseers, everything but emergency vehicles headed for Brandenburg, Kentucky.
We also have a note from Judge Hollenbach's office requesting that all persons who are stranded in traffic following the storm, please pull your cars off the side of the road if it is at all possible. This will allow the emergency vehicles, the Works Department personnel, to get through to reach these severely damaged areas. Excuse me. So if you are out, and even if you're not sightseeing, if you've been stuck in the traffic throughout the afternoon, please pull these vehicles off the road so that the emergency equipment, the Works Department personnel who will clean up the debris, can get through to reach the severely damaged area. Repeating once again that all firemen and policemen in the Frankfort area are asked to report to work immediately. We are also told that they need ambulances badly. This from Civil Defense Headquarters in Frankfort. Byron Crawford?
I think we should perhaps repeat, for the benefit of our friends in Frankfort, that the firemen and policemen in Frankfort, if you are off duty, are asked to report immediately for work. Apparently, part of what we got earlier this afternoon came to Frankfort a few minutes ago. We just talked with Fred Welch at Frankfort. He said that he watched the tornado as it came down the Kentucky River, went by Frankfort and hit part of the city, part of the industrial section, and tore up some buildings and hit places that there could possibly have been some injuries, and apparently there were. All firemen and policemen, all available firemen and policemen in the city of Frankfort, report immediately for duty. Police in West Point, Kentucky, say that Kentucky 1638 has been closed to all but emergency equipment. This is an order for emergency crews to reach Brandenburg in Meade County, where there was severe damage. Sightseers are being turned away. Chuck?
Byron, I have on the phone the acting mayor of Louisville, Melbert Gentry. Mr. Gentry, what are you requesting at this point?
I would like for everybody that's on the street to get off as quick as possible. And if you don't have to go out, please don't go out. That we can get the heavy equipment through and get our police cars and our emergency vehicles to and from these places where they need to be getting to real quick.
Is this effectively a curfew for the city of Louisville?
No. It's no curfew. It's we're just asking everybody to help us. We need help, and we're going to all have to work together. And if we'll all work together, we can get this cleaned up in just a little while.
Okay, let me ask you two other questions.
Okay.
Have you received an update on the number of injured in the metropolitan Louisville area?
Well, the last account I had of it was about 150.
Okay. Now, have there been any deaths in the metro Louisville area?
Not as I've heard of.
Okay. The other thing, has there been any reports of looting or vandalism?
No, not yet, and I've been in touch with the police department, been working real close with the police department, and they are getting things in pretty good shape, and we got the National Guards out, and I don't think we'll have any police.
Okay, thank you. Melbert Gentry, the acting mayor of Louisville, while Mayor Sloan is out of town. Byron?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Chuck, and thank you, Mayor Gentry. For those of you who have called concerned about tremors you felt in your homes this afternoon in Indiana and parts of Kentucky, well, you were indeed feeling tremors and the earthquake kind. The people, the experts in St. Louis who monitor earth tremors say that there was an earthquake that measured 4.5 on the Richter scale, which is a pretty good size earthquake. It's the largest since 1968 that we have been able to feel in the Kentuckiana area and the Indiana vicinity. The center of the quake apparently was around 130 miles east of St. Louis. Now, this could have been shaky enough to force a dish off a table, perhaps, but so far we've received no reports of damage, and ordinarily when earthquakes happen, we'd receive those reports rather soon. So there was an earth tremor in this area. It was felt in this area. The quake itself apparently was centered some 130 miles east of St. Louis. It's the largest quake we've had and been able to feel in this area since 1968. Again, you firemen and policemen in Frankfort, if you are off work, then you should be at the station because there are problems in Frankfort. They've had a serious storm there. Apparently there are people injured. Glenn Baston?
On the line right now with us is Civil Defense Headquarters in Frankfort. Now, we have been asked for the Frankfort area to urge all firemen and policemen to report to work in the Frankfort area, and we are also told that they need ambulances there. Civil Defense Headquarters on the line with us. Would you please, sir, give us a briefing on what the situation is?
Okay, apparently for right now, we've got a possible touchdown over in the east part of Frankfort, around the Tierra Linda. I know we have one partial church house. The roof of it has been blown away right at the present time. As far as injuries, we know that they are requesting more ambulances for Frankfort, but no number of injuries at this time.
What about around the state? Any information coming into your office from other regions?
Well, we've had several reports of tornado touches down Boyle County, of course, around the Louisville area, Brandenburg, Crestwood. We've had numerous touchdowns throughout the state, I'd say possibly 8 to 10.
We have had reports of at least 7 deaths within the state of Kentucky. Does your information indicate anything worse than that?
Okay, at the present time, we have got a tally of 8 and, of course, numerous injuries.
Do you have listings of where those came from?
Not that I could give you right offhand, no.
Is there any other pertinent information that Civil Defense Headquarters thinks should be gotten to the public at this moment?
Of course, mainly go ahead and listen to your radio. I have a tornado watch. Most of the danger is past right at present time, but it could build up, of course, in the future. Go ahead and stay indoors, stay off the streets, try not to drive if possible. They're going to need to utilize the lanes for emergency vehicles.
All right, Civil Defense Headquarters in Frankfort, and we will be checking with you later in the evening. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, thank you, Glenn. Chuck Paddock has just brought something in.
City police say, and this is another good reason to stay off the roads, we have problems on I-65 and I-71. There's a semi-trailer on I-71 at the 65 overpass there with wires on top of it, and it's blocking the entire highway. So that's going to cause some problems for emergency vehicles, and that's a good reason to stay off the streets of Louisville at this time. Byron?
All right, thank you, Chuck. Our time is now 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. We're going to break for just a moment, but we'll be right back in a few minutes. And we'll, of course, throughout the evening be passing along information to you. All right, we'll stay with you then. I think probably we should try to tell people what the changes are tonight. Jeff, is the game canceled now?
Yes, the game has been canceled tonight because of the damage to Freedom Hall. And according to Van Vance, when he was in here before, they don't even know how long it'll take to repair it. It might In other words, the game tomorrow night is questionable, and indeed 3 or 4 days might not be enough. The damage was considerable. So the game is definitely canceled. Our program scheduled for the rest of the evening, we will, of course, stay with this important news story, and we will be joining Milton Metz for some telephone calls, some personal observations from our listeners as to what they saw and felt this afternoon. And we'll be getting to that just as when, you know, we feel it is warranted
right
to do that when we aren't still in the midst of things.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Now, we're going to stay with you, and it, as Jeff said, but it's extremely hard for us to handle cancellations this evening. I think it stands to reason that anything that wasn't of the utmost importance, and by that I mean of an emergency nature, would be canceled this evening. So I see no point in our trying to relay cancellations. If there is some terribly urgent organizational message that we can help you with, of course we'll be glad to. Again, to recap, in case you have missed some of the broadcast, the Louisville Water Company says its main pumping station at Crescent Hill was seriously damaged, and that although we have roughly 8 hours' worth of water left, at best we should be conservative with what we have. So let's, for one night at least, try to skip the showers and so forth, and use only what we need for cooking and drinking and so forth. As far as the telephone company goes, that's always obvious when we have a storm of this proportion, and let's hope we don't have another one like this ever. But the telephone lines are tied up. There are emergency calls that need to be made in the Frankfort area now. This also pertains. Firemen and policemen in Frankfort need to report for work immediately. Ambulances are needed. They had a tornado that was headed for Frankfort. And a gentleman who lives near Frankfort said he watched it come down the Kentucky River and tear up some parts of the industrial area there in Frankfort, and perhaps we have a number of persons injured. Ambulances are needed in that area. We just talked with a civil defense official in Frankfort, and he tells us that now he has learned that there are at least 8 deaths in Kentucky. Of course, the injuries we have no word at all on, except that the acting mayor of Louisville told us a few minutes ago that he knows of at least 150 injured, according to the reports that he's getting from around the metropolitan Louisville area. Jim West told us from southern Indiana a few minutes ago that the Clark County Memorial Hospital had admitted roughly 7 persons and had treated something like 35. On up in Indiana, where Jim West was earlier, the cities of Palmyra, Borden, and all the towns in that vicinity were damaged, some of them extensively. The Indiana National Guard, by now I'm sure, is hard at work, as they are in Kentucky, trying to help people make adjustments in the wake of what has happened. Chuck?
Byron, it sounds like you and I and Glenn Baston are the only 3 people here, but we have 24 people back in the newsroom feeding us information, working on this continuing story, and they're going to be doing that throughout the night. Also, Monica Kaufman is down at Civil Defense Headquarters in Jefferson County. She was on the line a few minutes ago. We lost her, and we're hoping to get her back so she can give us a direct report. So if she's listening, she might give us a call in again.
All right, Chuck, at least we know that there have been numerous tornadoes in Kentucky. West Point police advise you not to try to get to the Brandenburg area because that highway situation down there is too much to cope with, and they're going to turn back sightseers, and there is space needed for emergency equipment to get into the Brandenburg vicinity in the Breckinridge County areas. On down in southern Kentucky, around the Danville area, there was a report of a tornado touchdown in Boyle County. We have no reports of any injuries or damage from there yet. The Frankfort area seems to be about the hardest hit that we know of now, except for the Louisville and Jefferson County vicinity. Here, the situation could possibly be improving a bit as far as damage goes and what have you. Later on this evening, when people begin to get organized and see exactly what the extent of damage was. Now, we hope that there are city policemen, county policemen, National Guardsmen, and civil defense officials there to help you. And although they have to spread themselves very lightly, I'm sure that they'll try to get to the areas of the greatest need. If your power happens to be off and you're listening to us via transistor, then complaining about it would be almost fruitless at this time, because By now, the Louisville Gas and Electric Company has every available man out picking up wires. And as Chuck Paddock told you a few minutes ago, we have some vital intersections around Louisville which are tied up due to hot wires in the street. So please, if you do not have to go outdoors, stay inside, even around your home on foot, perhaps, because you never know when a hot wire's come down and someone might step on it. Glenn?
Just had a call from LaGrange, and they're apparently having some difficulty out there with the electricity, Byron. It apparently is off. Many of you have stories to tell that will cause your hair to stand on end probably for some time. The lady I was just talking with from LaGrange said that the tornado actually chased her as she was going home. She had to attempt to outrun it. We would like for you to do that tonight and to give us other information about what happened in your particular area when things slow down just a little bit so that the continuing information is not coming in and it has quietened down weather-wise. We're going to be switching control over to Studio A where Milton Metz is stationed, and Milton will be accepting your calls. And we will, of course, be providing any additional information that we have. So if you have those stories to tell, please save them. Milton will be looking for them. It's going to take us a while, quite honestly, to determine everything that has happened. We've tried to the best of our ability, give you comments from the governor and various people. Tomorrow morning, beginning at about 5:30, we're going to interrupt normal programming on WHAS again and try to give you a briefing on what happened all over Kentuckiana. Byron?
Well, thank you, Glenn. And I might add that while Milton is taking calls from persons who have stories to tell about this afternoon storm, wherever they might be they out of town in southern Indiana or the Louisville area, we'll all be back there working. We're certainly not going home. We'll try to find out exactly what the situation is, and as the evening progresses, we will hopefully be able to give you some concise information as to the extent of damage, injuries, and death in Kentucky and southern Indiana and the rest of the states.
Byron, I have a tornado warning in Madison, Clark, Bourbon, Boyle, and Jessamine counties in Kentucky. People should be on the alert for a tornado moving into their area and move to a place of safety immediately if it's sighted.
Thank you, Chuck. These things are so very, very unpredictable that it would behoove all of you in the areas, not only in the counties mentioned, but in those areas, to keep on watch for threatening weather conditions, especially this evening when sighting could be difficult. Because if these things happen to strike, then, you know, you've had it if it hits directly at your neighborhood. I think perhaps some of you might this evening, if we continue with tornado activity in Kentucky and Indiana, want to take precautions when you go to sleep tonight. If you normally sleep upstairs in a very weak part of the house, perhaps you might want to go to the basement if you have one, or sleep somewhere in the home where you could be safer should threatening conditions move into your area. Again, the tornado warning is in effect until 7:45 for persons in Boyle County at Danville, Jessamine County at Nicholasville, Fayette County, including the metro Lexington area, Madison at Richmond, and you are in an area where a tornado was targeting, apparently, a few hours ago or a few minutes ago when we talked to John Burke at the National Weather Service, Clark County at Winchester, Bourbon County in the Paris area. You persons are all in a tornado warning area. They tell us a funnel cloud was sighted near Danville at 6:40 and was moving northeast at about 50 miles per hour. If threatening conditions are sighted, be prepared to move to a place of safety. And by all means, if you are in an area now that has been hit by tornado conditions, such as Louisville, Jefferson County, the Palmyra, Indiana vicinity, down at Brandenburg, Kentucky, or at Frankfort. Jeff?
It's just a little after 7. It's 1 after 7 on WHAS Louisville. Give Byron a chance to get something cold down his throat. It was very, very strange sitting here this afternoon, reading all of the reports, not really knowing what was going on, and then just like a shock, that first report from traffic tracker Dick Gilbert about what he saw. And having had a large, vast experience in covering things like this all over the country, Dick said that this was one of the, well, how can I, one of the worst he had ever seen. And the way he actually traced the tornado that went through Jefferson County and each stop along the way.
Jeff, the help Dick has given us in the past few days has been immeasurable because from that vantage point, 700 or 800 feet in the air in the helicopter, he can be of great assistance not only to us but to authorities who want to know what's happening with the tornadoes. Of course, he flew over Campbellsburg the other day and gave us a fine report on conditions up there, tracing the path of that tornado. This afternoon, he was actually up while the tornado was cutting that swath through Louisville and Jefferson County. And many thanks go to Dick Gilbert. He'll be up again in the morning.
He, of course, does double duty, not only looking at traffic, but always checking the weather thing, and then every once in a while taking a television photographer up there to take some films of of the destruction. Well, you have certainly, you know, been through some of this information before. I think it deserves retelling. At least the thing about the water does. They kept reemphasizing that. But if you don't have to use water just tonight, don't, because the water system has been all fouled up, and they need to emphasize that don't use extra water tonight. Not the shower, the bath, you know, drinking water. I'm sure is all right in that quantity. And they also emphasize that. Please, whatever you do, don't go out and attempt to look at what has happened tonight. You know, for lack of a better word, sightseeing. They need the roads open for emergency vehicles. And so, you know, if you must eventually take a look at this, you can put it off till later in the week, or you can certainly see it on some of the TV news programs, I suppose. Byron.
Well, Jeff, it would be impossible to recap all the information that we have given folks this afternoon, starting way before 5 o'clock, because the information, some of it, was outdated by the time it reached us. New developments had taken place. More persons had been found injured and even dead. And so for that reason, we are taking information across the desk as it is passed to us. We have information that at Newburgh and Indian Trail there is a serious problem. Emergency crews on the scene, perhaps someone killed or injured there. Cables down on a truck at I-71, the overlane a mile off I-65, so we can assume that traffic in the I-65, I-71 vicinity is at best very difficult going. I know that most of the school officials in Louisville and Jefferson County and around the rest of Kentuckiana will be concerned as to whether they should have schools tomorrow. Perhaps some of the school buildings have been damaged. But again, I ask you to please let us group the information we have together on the injuries, the damage, and so forth before you call in the cancellations or that classes will be going ahead. Glenn Baston, do you have something?
Monica is stationed at Civil Defense Headquarters down at City Hall. She telephoned us a few minutes ago, and we didn't get her on the air, but apparently a lot of people are going out sightseeing. Folks, don't do this. Stay at home. Give the emergency vehicles the opportunity to get through. Monica, the water situation, have you had any information in Civil Defense Headquarters on that?
Well, the only thing that's being said right now is it's okay for now, but for people not to get scared and fill up their bathtubs or their sinks thinking they're going to run out of water. They are concerned about it, but at the moment they think they can handle it. The thing they're talking about most right now is the need for volunteers, particularly registered nurses. They're looking for people with heavy equipment. They're asking people in the construction industry to show up at Chenoweth and 42, where it seems to be hardest hit. They've also offered open up some centers for people who need help. There are three at Barrett Junior High School. It'll open at 7:15, Wagner High School at 7:30, and Ballard High School. That's for shelter, and food.
Go through those again, if you will.
Okay, that's Barrett Junior High School, Wagner High School, and Ballard. Judge Hollenbeck, by the way, has been in touch in Washington with Senator Huddleston's office and Senator Cook. In both instances, he said they wanted to know what they could do, but they are at the moment looking at ways possibly of getting a house and urban development loans to help those businesses that might have been damaged and those homes that might have been wrecked.
Monica, is there any indication there what we're going to be reporting tomorrow as far as injuries are concerned within the metro area?
No, not at this moment. I couldn't say that because what they're trying to do now mainly is gather the emergency equipment together. They've contacted Fort Knox to help with tree removal. They're trying to get people off the road. They're trying to get volunteers. Right now they're working all their efforts on this moment of cleaning things up and helping people.
Should a volunteer call to the office where you're at, what should a volunteer do?
A volunteer should show up at one of the three centers, Barrett, Wagner, or Ballard, or the volunteer can go to, they've said, one of the hospitals here, or the volunteer can call the Red Cross, and the number for the Red Cross is 589-4450. If someone needs help, they should call the Red Cross or else call Civil Defense here, which is 589-4230.
Okay, Monica. A quick repeat. They're having problems with water, with people on the streets, and that there are three various areas there that they can go to. Barrett High.
I hate to interrupt, but I've just got a tap on the shoulder. It seems that we can't get the three schools open that they've had designated as centers. They can't get in touch with Superintendents Van Hoosen Walker, so if they're out there, tell them to please call Civil Defense so they can get the schools open.
Do they have any advice what the people should do in the meantime while they're trying to get these open?
Well, no one said.
Who is giving out information there? Who's
okay, we have Joe Ardrey of the mayor's staff. Mayor Sloan is in Canada, so Judge Todd Hollenbeck is here. Mayor Pro Tem is Creighton Marchand. He returned just a few moments ago from looking at the damage to his home. It seems that he lost part of his roof and a porch. Alderman Gerda Bindle is here. The Works Department, the Police Department is here. And by the way, the Works Department is pulling some of its cars out of storage. Police did not have enough cars since all of them had to come back on duty, so the Works Department will be providing the Police Department with vehicles.
Well, you talked about what the volunteers should do as far as the nurses. Now, you mentioned earlier that they also need some heavy equipment.
Yes. Earlier, they had received a call from the Construction Association, which evidently has a disaster unit. And they've tried to get in touch with the units again and have been unable to do it, evidently, because the phone lines are down. So they're trying to get the word out to these men to show up at Chenoweth and 42 with their equipment so that they can get some trees moved and some other work cleaned up.
Monica Kaufman, thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll be back to you, I guess, as the evening progresses.
Okay, Glenn.
May we repeat to the school superintendents, Mr. Van Hoos and Mr. Walker, or anyone who might have the capability of opening these three schools, Barrett, Wagner, and Ballard, they would like to use these as centers for the people who are now homeless because of this afternoon storm, but they're having some difficulty getting into them. So those people in Barrett, Wagner, and Ballard, anyone who might be able to provide access, please do so. For those of you who in the far outer areas of Kentuckiana and those states beyond, I had not realized, and I seriously doubt that any of us had, that that WHAS signal has just zoomed into about 45 or 44 of the other states. And if you're wondering what's happening, we have had a considerable amount of severe weather throughout Kentucky and Indiana. We may have had it in other areas as well that we do not know about. But WHAS from Louisville, Kentucky, 11 minutes past 7. And we are attempting to provide all the information that we can about what has happened in this storm-ravaged area. The biggest areas, the hardest areas hit, I guess, the metropolitan area of Louisville. And there is some indication now that Frankfort has had a considerable amount of damage there from a tornado that is probably about a half hour old now. We are told that the Perry County, Indiana schools have canceled classes for tomorrow. Brown and Williamson, the third shift, has been canceled for tonight. The first shift should listen for notice of what will happen tomorrow. WHAS tomorrow morning, along about 5 or 5:30, will begin broadcasting again information and a summary of what we know at that hour of what has happened, so you can join us. And, of course, our information tonight will continue just as long as it's necessary that we be here.